I'm Herb Trix for WVIK, and after several successful seasons, Mercado on 5th is literally building on its success. The Moline-based nonprofit, which works to showcase Hispanic food, culture, and business, may postpone the start of its fifth season, while also preparing its first permanent building. Late last year, Mercado, with real estate development group West Gateway Partners, LLC, bought the former car shop at 423 12th Street in downtown Moline, next to the organization's outdoor property. Mercado and West Gateway, both managed by members of the Ontiveros family, are renovating the 6,300-square-foot building into a business incubator and event space at a cost of over $1 million. This will allow Mercado's food and retail vendors year-round opportunities to sell their products, rain or shine. Mercado Executive Director Melissa Friedhoff-Rogers also anticipates using the space for small business training, mentorship, and for private events.
We see the building functioning as a Hispanic cultural center, as well as kind of a business resource center. Mercado as an organization has helped start over 20 minority-owned businesses since its start, and it's really created access to a system and put broken down language barriers and really helps people achieve that dream of being a business owner.
The building will be available for rent for community members or businesses. The indoor capacity will be for about 300 people, with an outdoor patio with space for 700 more. The plan includes a couple of incubator food businesses to function year-round, and the building will be used Friday nights for Mercado Overflow. Typically, Mercado on 5th has an outdoor festival from 5 to 10 p.m. on Fridays, from late May through October. Attendance has grown from 2,000 the first year to 20,000 last year. Friedhoff-Rogers says the uncertainty caused by the pandemic will delay the opening, which had been planned for May 22nd.
We are obviously postponing the start of the season and kind of staying tuned with what Governor Pritzker decides is best for the state. We're evaluating weekly, and really we have already shifted. We have several events scheduled in March and April. We've been doing off-season events and extending our programming already before COVID happened. So we already kind of shifted into doing virtual programming and finding ways to support and promote our businesses without having Mercado.
The group has received some grants for the building project and is launching a $500,000 capital campaign. For more information, visit mercadoonfifth.org. I'm Herb Trix.